Being the first person in his family to go to college, Ray Suarez believes in the transformative power of education.
Education is the process of learning how to be a human being and learning how to live in this world. Under that umbrella goes a lot of stuff. Realistically, parents and families have a lot of responsibility for the orientation that their kids have toward school.
So part of what Ray's doing in town is taking a closer look at what is working within the education system.
We are looking at innovative ways to reach kids who in the first pass didn't do very well.
We headed over to the Robert F. Kennedy Charter School, located on the west side of town, and met up with the principal, who says that his students have issues, but that the idea of his school is to not quit on them.
Then everybody benefits, and that young person grows up and becomes responsible, instead of just throwing them overboard and then letting them drown. Students love this school.
And Ivan Hernandez is one of those students.
I'm Ivan Hernandez. I'm 20 years old, and I'm here at Robert F. Kennedy.
Before coming to this school, Ivan attended a more traditional high school in town, and in 4 years, he had less than 5 credits and felt like dropping out. But the only reason he didn't, like so many of his friends, is because he saw what a dead-end path it was.
I felt like if I dropped out, I would fall victim to what happened to all of my friends that did drop out. When I would bump into them on the streets, they would tell me about how they should have never done it.
So when Ivan came to RFK, he says there was immediate differences.
Everybody treated me like an adult. And that by itself means a lot to me as a person.
Ivan took us on a quick tour of the school and pointed out some of the things that make it unique, like the daycare that they have on site.
You know, the students come in, they drop off their children, they go to class and put the world aside and concentrate on their studies and on what they need to get ahead in life.
We popped our head into the ceramics class, and even though it's art, they're having conversations about chemistry and math.
We're making our own glaze chemistry now, which is what this is all about.
They take 50 grams of a base glaze. Then they come in and they add 5% of the colorant, 7% of the colorant, 9% of the colorant. And so just in that, they have to multiply percentages, which is a good thing to know how to do.
And then once the student's glaze is in production?
We name it after that student. Hmm. So this student's nickname is Frex. So we call it Frex Blue.
And then Ray addresses a group of students.
If you ever ask the question, how much education do I need? More than you happen to have at the moment. But the fact that you're here is a down payment.
He tells the students that by being here, they're going to be able to write their own stories in life.
Every subsequent year you stay in school changes what happens for the decades that follow that. You can't say, hey, I don't like school, so I'm not going to go to school. That's a crazy conclusion to make things. I don't like flossing, but I like having teeth. So that's just it. There are wannas and haftas and gottas. And there's some things you gotta do, or else it's just not going to be a heck of a lot of fun to be a grown-up. So good luck. It's great to see you all.
And in a couple weeks, Ivan's about to graduate. And that is something to celebrate.
I just figured I wasn't going to ever graduate. In reality, I was already checked out. So graduation being a couple weeks away is shocking and exciting and scary altogether. It's just a great feeling. RFK is awesome.
For KUNM News, I'm Rita Daniels.